So in the analog days, what we did at our fire stations was we would put out either a two-tone or a single tone. We would use standard audio tones over FM and, you know, and then decode them and then do things, right? Well, you couldn't do that when you moved to the digital, the P25 systems. So what they did was they would use a digital alerting, some sort of like a call alerting, which was digital, and then that would trip something. But the firefighters were complaining. They said, you know, it used to be nice when we could hear that tone, so we knew it was coming in. We'd hear the doo-doo. We knew we were going to be getting called out. It was like a prep, you know, like, get ready. The alarms are going off. So we would fake it. We would have it generate a tone. It wasn't actually alerting anything. It was just there to, Shelby was doing that. And you would hear it go out over 800, but it would be all warbly. It would be like, you know, because 800 P25 didn't do tones clean. But they just wanted it so that they would kind of have like a precursor. But, you know, nowadays most alerting systems have that ramped up precursor built in. So there's any number of ways they can skin that cat. And I've seen just about every one of them. So I don't know what they're doing there at that particular location, but it's probably something along those lines.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It just sounds like a, you know, and then an announcement comes. I was sitting there one day, I heard it one time, coming over to talk group. So I bet you're absolutely right on that. All right, I'm pulling in the garage. Probably going in the office tomorrow. I'll talk to him more about that and see what we can come up with. All right, catch you later, KUPR.